ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here, Beginner Series Season 4, Lesson 11, Nihongo Dojo, Meet the Parents. Three's a crowd.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to JapanesePod101.com. こんにちは皆さん、JapanesePod101 へようこそ。
Just to recap you on the story and bring you up to speed, Miyu and Haruya want to get married. But Miyu's father, Raizo, doesn't like Haruya. So Raizo has arranged a blind date for his daughter Miyu with an eligible bachelor he has chosen.
Blind date.
Now, the focus of this lesson is giving directions using
te kudasai phrases. This conversation takes place in Yukio's car.
The conversation is between Yukio, the eligible bachelor, and Raizo, Miyu's father.
And they're speaking polite Japanese.
Now, don't forget that you can leave us a comment on this lesson.
If you have any questions or feedback, please leave us a comment.
It's very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com, click on the comments, enter your comment and name, and that's it.
お願いします。
Let's have a listen to today's conversation.
この交差点を左に曲がってください。
この交差点を左ですね。
はい。少しまっすぐ行ってください。2番目の信号を右に曲がってください。
この信号を右
で、コンビニの角を左に曲がってください。300メートルくらいまっすぐ行ってください。あ、ここです。ここで止めてください。あ、ゆきおくん、時間ありますか？上がってください。妻と娘を紹介しますよ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
次の交差点を左に曲がってください。
この交差点を左ですね。
はい、少しまっすぐ行ってください。2番目の信号を右に曲がってください。
この信号を右
で、コンビニの角を左に曲がってください。300メートルくらいまっすぐ行ってください。あ、ここです。ここで止めてください。あ、ゆきおくん、時間ありますか？上がってください。妻と娘を紹介しますよ。
今度は英語が入ります。
次の交差点を左に曲がってください。
Turn left at the next intersection.
この交差点を左ですね。
Make a left here, right?
はい。少しまっすぐ行ってください。2番目の信号を右に曲がってください。
Yes. Now go straight and make a right at the second traffic signal.
この信号を右。
Right at this light.
で、コンビニの角を左に曲がってください。300メートルくらいまっすぐ行ってください。
Turn left at the corner convenience store and go straight for another 300 meters or so.
あ、ここです。ここで止めてください。
Oh, we're here. Please stop right here.
あ、ゆきおくん、時間ありますか？
Do you have some time?
上がってください。妻と娘を紹介しますよ。
Why don't you come up? I'll introduce you to my wife and daughter.
I think there are a lot of useful phrases in a dialogue, such as 右に曲がってください。まっすぐ行ってください。
Please turn right and please go straight.
I would say these are essential phrases for taking a taxi.
Definitely. And I think you picked two that are really useful for getting by in a taxi. For example, you picked turn right.
右に曲がってください。
And then in the dialogue we also had
左に曲がってください。
Please turn left. Then we had go straight.
まっすぐ行ってください。
And you just forgot to include one in the follow-up that I think is probably one of the most important.
Most important? 何ですか? What is it?
Please stop.
そうですね。Yeah, right. 止めてください。
Especially the way the meter is run in Japan.
そうね。高いですよね。It's expensive.
Right now, it's up to 710 yen for the first, I think it's a couple... fraction of a kilo or something.
そう、ひどいよね。
It's pretty expensive, so you want to use this right away.
止めてください。止めてください。
Please stop. Please stop. Also, one other interesting thing I kind of noticed was a couple interesting things going on with the kanji here. The kanji for intersection. I think it's pretty straightforward, right?
ああ、そうですね。交差点。
It's three characters, and the first two characters make up the word
交差,
which means crossing.The last character means?
点
Point. So, crossing point. The point where two things cross.
面白い面白い。
Right?
それから、what I found interesting is 信号
Traffic light or traffic signal.
The first character, 信, means believe or trust. So, since people trust the signal, they follow the traffic light.
I never thought about it that way.
今考えたんだけどね。I'm not saying this based on any research or anything. So,
でも面白いですね。
Nice mnemonic, right?
Really good mnemonic. And the reason we're kind of talking about the characters now is I think the quicker you get into kanji, the definitely the better.
ね、そうそうそう、思います。I agree.
And that's why we have the kanji close-up. So just the meanings there, not to overwhelm you, but just so you could kind of understand, like trust, signal, traffic light, because you really are putting your life... In the hands of a computer.
ですね。
Okay, let's take a look at the vocab.
コンビニ
Convenience store.
コンビニコンビニ
Next.
角
Corner.
角角
Next.
曲がる
To turn.
曲がる曲がる
Next.
交差点
Intersection.
交差点交差点
Next
信号
Traffic light, traffic signal
信号信号
Next
止める
To stop
止める止める
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word or phrase we'll be looking at?
I'd like to introduce three words.Is it okay?
Okay, go right ahead. Three.
交差点
Intersection.
角
Corner.
信号
Traffic light. So, how are they used in today's conversation?
次の交差点
The next intersection. 次 is next.
の
Is possessive.
交差点
Intersection. So, literally, next's intersection. Or, intersection of next. The next intersection.Okay, so that covers intersection. What do we have next?
コンビニの角
Corner of the convenience store.
コンビニ is convenience store, and の is again possessive, and 角 means corner.
So literally, convenience store's corner.
はい。
Or the corner of the convenience store. And finally we have?
二番目の信号
The second traffic signal.
二番目
The second.
の。
Possessive.
信号
Traffic signal.
The second traffic light?
Something along those lines. But yes, so you have the second traffic light. But you see a pattern here. The noun and focus comes after the no, the possessive, and something descriptive about it. So the next intersection. The convenience store's corner. Second traffic light.
Instead of 2番目の信号, you can say 次の次の信号.
Next traffic light. And again, this is in place of an ordinal number. So if you don't know the word for first, second, you can use tsugi, next, which is much more, I would say, a word of higher frequency.
そうですね。
Third. So what if we had third? Can we say tsugi no, tsugi no, tsugi no shingo?
Technically, yes. But it's a bit confusing. So I think people wouldn't use tsugi no more than twice.
So after two, you're going to have to memorize the ordinal numbers. So let's just go through the first three. What's the word for first?
一番目.
How about second?
二番目.
And then third?
三番目.
So you see a pattern. The number plus 番 and 目.
It was covered in a previous lesson.
And finally, before we take a look at the grammar, what is the last phrase we're looking at?
ここで止めてください.
First we have?
ここ.
Here, followed by?
で.
A particle which indicates the location of an action. So in English, it's kind of equivalent to the in or at. And in this case, here is the place that you want someone to?
止める.
Stop. And that expression is?
止めてください.
Please stop. So please stop here.
So the sentence pattern would be place で止めてください.
Place where the action takes place, marked by the particle で. And finally, we have the expression, please stop.
止めてください.
So Naomi-sensei, how do we say please stop? There.
There. Like there near you or there over there.
Not too far. Say about two car lengths in front of you.
そこで止めてください.
And how about if you see your destination a couple blocks away?
あそこで止めてください.
So the only thing that changes is the place. From ここ, here, そこ, there, and あそこ, over there. Rest of the phrase stays the same. Okay, on to today's grammar point. Naomi-sensei, what's today's target phrase?
まっすぐ行ってください。
Please go straight.
まっすぐ。
Straight.
行って。
Is the te form of the verb 行く。
ください。
Please. Now, as we explained in the previous lesson, and actually the previous two lessons, we're going over the te form of a verb plus ください, which is used to ask someone to do something for you. In the previous lesson, we covered class two verbs. In the previous lesson, we covered class one verbs that end in むぶ、ぬ、and す。
今日は、く、ぐ、う、つ、るです。In today's lesson, we are focusing on the te form conjugation of class 1 verbs, which has く、ぐ、う、つ、and る endings.
Now, while it seems like there's a lot more, it's not too bad because there are groups we can break them into. First group we're going to break things into is the く、ぐ group. So, Naomi-sensei, first can we have an example of a class 1 verb that ends in く?
聞く, to hear, to listen.
How do we change this into the te form?
く becomes いて, so 聞いて.
So we drop the く and replace it with
いて.
So the te form of the verb to listen is
聞いて.
And it's a long vowel, 聞いて. It's not 来て, which is
to come.
Yeah, so it's a long vowel, 聞いて. Now, how about verbs that end in ぐ?
急ぐ, to hurry.
And how do we get the te form?
ぐ becomes いで. So, 急ぐ becomes 急いで.
So we drop the ぐ and replace it with?
いで.
This is very similar to く. We drop く and replace it with?
いて.
ぐ is く with two little
dots, 点点.
So く becomes ぐ. When it's conjugated, you can look at it the same way. The いて gets two dots, so it becomes?
で, いで.
So this covers the conjugation of く and ぐ. But there's one exception. Naomi-sensei?
行く becomes 行って.
So for the verb 行く, to go, which is used so often, it's not conjugated by dropping the く and adding the いて, but rather you drop the く and replace it with a pause plus て.
行って.
Again, inside the PDF, a very detailed write-up. Finally, we have
うつる endings.
And these are conjugated the same exact way. You drop the last syllable, add a short pause plus te. For example, how do we say to buy?
買う.
Ending in う. What's the te form?
買って.
A short pause in there. It's not 買って. It's 買って. Short pause. 買う, we drop the う and replace it with
て.
All together?
買って.
Listen for the short pause. Next we have to wait.
待つ.
Ending in the つ. Again, we're going to drop that つ and replace it with a short pause plus て.
待って.
hear the pause in there. One more time.
待って.
Finally, we have the verb used often in today's conversation.
曲がる.
To turn. We're going to drop the root and replace it with a short pause plus て.
曲がって.
One more time. Listen for the pause.
曲がって.
So what did we have from today's conversation?
次の交差点を左に曲がってください。
Please turn left at the next corner.
じゃあ、練習しませんか、ピーターさん。Why don't we practice?
いいですね。That sounds like a good idea. Why don't you give us the directions to our office in Akasaka?
From Akasaka Station?
Which station?
千代田ライン。
Okay, sounds pretty good.
赤坂の駅を出てください。
So, exit Akasaka Station.
右に曲がってください。
Please turn right.
まっすぐ行ってください。
Go straight.
大きい交差点を左に曲がってください。
Turn left at the big intersection.
50メートルくらい行ってください。
And go about 50 meters.
左を見てください。
Look left.
ピーターがいます。
Peter's there. Naomi 先生もいます。Okay. And one quick thing that's very interesting is the usage of the particle をin this sentence pattern. Normally where an action takes place, it's usually marked with で. But here, the place where you're turning is marked with the object marker を. The direction is marked with に. So I thought that was really interesting, something I struggled with when I first started studying.
I think it's pretty difficult sentence structure, but I recommend you to memorize the sentence pattern.
Probably the best way. Okay, that just about does it for today.
Premium members, don't forget to use the review track.
The review track...covers all of the vocabulary and phrases used in this lesson. And what it does is, it gives you the phrase with a short pause to allow you to first repeat the phrase and also guess the meaning. Then it finally gives you the English. So it's a really nice way to get all the key phrases and vocabulary in an MP3 format so you can practice over and over.
いいですね。
All right, that's going to do for today.
コメント書いてくださいね。
次の交差点を左に曲がってください。
この交差点を左ですね。
はい、少しまっすぐ行ってください。2番目の信号を右に曲がってください。
この信号を右
で、コンビニの角を左に曲がってください。300メートルくらいまっすぐ行ってください。あ、ここです。ここで止めてください。あ、ゆきおくん、時間ありますか？上がってください。妻と娘を紹介しますよ。